What was your experience on election day and your thoughts the next day when the ballot was challenged?
Election day, so one of the things I did on election day, I had been planning to look at the signs around town to see how people voted too. So I actually spent election day driving around town, recording where I saw yard signs and what the yard signs were. I had a GPS unit and I was in my car and I spent the whole morning driving around the city. It was a pouring rain day. I saw the Frack Free people like standing out at the booths, and it was, so I was thinking of another article that would have to do with like this actual vote process, and I've never published this, but I have a bunch of GIS mapping of yard signs around town and like where you saw the stronger support for the ban the fracking and where you saw more signs that were like, you know, the other one, the reasonable regulations or whatever that was, economic benefits to the community. So I drove around thinking of that. We were excited. I went down to Dan's to watch the voting come in, and everybody was around, and it was great. It was like, that's when it was like, and that became like the community we know in Denton, because it was like, you went down there, and it was like, everybody was like, who I now know, at the time I didn't know, but now I did see those people all the time, and you're like, oh, it was like, here we all are, we're all invested in this community, we all go to city council meetings, we all talk about this, we've all been outside protesting at different degrees. We've all said this, and then it was like, and here we all are, and everybody was like, this is great, and then it passed, and everybody was like, yeah.
We did it.
Yeah, it was like super exciting. It was like the most exciting I've been after election, because I actually felt like my vote mattered. As you know, you never feel like your vote matters, and it was like, holy cow, my vote really mattered, and a lot of people came out for it. So it was super exciting that day. And the next day, I was like, of course it did that. I mean, it was like, that was to be expected.
So,
of course they did that. You knew that. We knew that's what they're going to do. Everybody knew that.
So it was like a short-lived victory?
It was still kind of like, yeah, but we did it. And, you know, I actually think, if it would have wound its way through the courts, it would have been an interesting case to see what would happen, because I mean, if you look at the history of judicial and court-decided cases, they always go to the municipality, like the history of Texas, and they were always about local control. Like the courts had given cities a mandate to regulate stuff. So it was headed to a showdown, and they've upheld other issues in the past with oil and gas issues inside cities. They've upheld the city's authority to regulate that. So I don't know if it was a slam dunk for the state. So they had to have a legislative fix to it. And so that's what happened. I mean, they could just poo-poo it in the media and let this run its course and hope that we would back out because they're threatening all these financial repercussions to the city. But they needed a legislative solution because it might not have passed the courts. The courts might have just on precedent said no, like the city does have the authority to do that. And then that would have set a new precedent that would be unacceptable to the industry and their minions in the state government. Mm-hmm.